Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. One of my favorite pursuits, and actually one of the things, the broadcast things that I am most well known for, or things that are popular according to what people tell me, are the hours that I spend every week with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So Dr. Jack is here to bring us through some of the news from this week, some of the things he studied, some of his experiences as a chiropractor. He's a Nooka chiropractor, you know, practices in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's also a certified GAPS practitioner, uses that to help out all the people that visit his clinic, whether they go personally or they go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack and his wife, Mary, have a fabulous practice. People regard them because they are so helpful. And they do it the natural way. We talk about a lot of different things every week here. I think it's a very intelligent, if I do say so. If I do say so myself, I think it's a very intelligent way to approach the things that are necessary to know about one's body, your bones, your heart, your lungs, your brain, how exercise, all of these things factor into what we need to know. And one of the things I want to talk about today is Zantac and what has been said about that. But first, let's get to the podcast that you have now. I always extol the value and virtue of the two podcasts that we actually have, yours on ForbiddenDoctor.com and then ours at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So podcast 185, which is up now, having to do with the freedom of choice, I guess, as much as anything else.
Yeah, yes.
Isn't that really what Child Protective Service, I don't know, how does this wind its way? Help us understand how this winds its way into our physical health and well-being.
Well, it winds our way into family health and mental health as a whole. We have erroneously assumed that a lot of these so-called government agencies, because a lot of them are not, even though they're paid for by the government, they're not necessarily run, they get a charter to run from the government. And we just think, well, we're glad Child Protective Services are out there because of all the bad parents that need to have children rescued away from these bad parents. When, in fact, anybody who's had experience with the CPS, Child Protective Services, realizes that that's a money-making organization. And whatever they can do to pick up a few bucks here and there, they're going to do it. And so what this show is about, it's a very scary one. I don't like having scary shows, but we thought this was absolutely essential because more and more families are being disrupted by various outlaw organizations. I'm not saying they're an outlaw, but there's certain outlaws that work in these organizations.
You're talking about Child Protective Services.
Yeah. They're working for the money.
And are, you they can private, as, or are they public?
There's various aspects of it that are very private. Mm-hmm. And they're tied up with adoption agencies that are private. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of families who were innocent, but some comment was made by a nosy neighbor or something else, and CPS showed up, and you do not have to let them in the house unless they have a warrant. And the problem is they will show up with a police officer, and you get this idea that there is perfectly legal what's going on, and they want to come in the house. They say, well, can we come in and talk? You stop them at that door, and you do not let anybody pass that door, and you'll usually not hear from them again. But if you let them in and they see clothes laying around on the floor, if they see dirty dishes in the kitchen sink, they're going to report you as an unfit mother. Not every case, but enough cases that it's getting more and more serious. And that's what this is about. And they will take the kids, and they will go out, and they will force vaccinate them. They will force give them antibiotics. They will do all kinds of things they think these kids need without your permission. So that's what this show is about. And they can, and CPS can take a child away, and for as much as, they can make as much as $4,000 if they take that child away from the parents and adopt them out to somebody else, and the parents are standing there with their lives destroyed, sometimes over absolutely nothing.
Hmm. So there there's a lot of controversy about this kind of thing, especially of late, because it seems to be overcooked, and as you were suggesting a moment ago, it's a lot of blabby neighbors, people sticking their nose into your business. Now, the other side of it is there are kids that are being abused by their parents.
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about that. We talk about that in the podcast. Yes, there are some justifiable cases. Kids that never fed, kids that never have clean clothes, kids that have a just an infestation growing in the house. Mm-hmm. But that's rare.
Well, one of the things that we don't spend enough time on, Jack, and I've said this, you've said it, we talk about it in the myriad of programs that I do, the mental health issues that are so prevalent today, mental illness and how it affects people, different ways, different circumstances, whether you're somebody who's suffering from mental health issues or maybe you've got a close friend or a family member who is, the stigma around mental health problems and how a parent, I lived with it as a child growing up, and you don't like to discuss it. You make your own way if you can, but more and more people are opening up about it, and I guess that that's one of the things. But we still have, and I don't know if this is universal, I mean around the world, but in our country, we have a very poor attitude toward helping people who have mental issues. And, you know, this is not the way you're opening up a can of worms here, actually, which is good. We need to see more of this sort of thing. We need to experience what the issues are and a way to work on understanding what causes these problems. And so it's not your usual bill of fare. It's not what you usually do.
No,
but it's important. And I can hear the passion in your voice. And so you speak with somebody who is director of Health Freedom. And I think that's an interesting concept. What is that? How do you translate the phrase Health Freedom? She's director of Health Freedom Idaho.
Yeah, she's out of Boise, Idaho. She's a friend of ours. And Health Freedom Idaho is trying to take back from the state the right of the parents to control the lives of their children. And what's happened is, unbeknownst to a lot of parents, legislation has passed here and there in various states, some states much worse than others, is the translation away from the parents' absolute God-given rights to control the destiny of their children over to the state. Anytime the state thinks the parents aren't really having the children's best interest in mind, and the state decides that from a point where the parents may decide something different than what the state thinks. Mm. They hate homeschoolers. Mm. They hate people who think that they can control the destiny of their children. Now, I know what I'm saying here is outrageous, and I know what I'm saying here is very difficult for a lot of people to understand. Her husband's a naturopath, and so they're involved with natural health. And the state doesn't like people who step outside the guidelines of the state health organization, who thinks that everything should be chemically oriented. Mm-hmm. So the thing is about what to do in advance, even if you don't think you're ever going to have a problem with the CPS. You're a good mother. You're a good father. You've got good, happy kids. That is not going to protect you if some nosy neighbor out there who's mad at you because you put your fence in the wrong place and they're immature and crazy enough to make reports about you to the state, and the next thing you know, CPS shows up at your door. That may sound unbelievable, but it happens, and the statistics show this, that some kids are much better off with a parent who's not completely balanced than being taken in away from that family into the system. So right, that's what we call, and I know it's controversial. You're right. Yeah. And some of our controversial podcasts we have generate a tremendous number of comments afterwards. We expect this one to be pro and con.
All right, that's some podcast 185 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's a good way for you to eat cookies if you love cookies and be healthy, especially if you have a gluten intolerance like I do. That's how I discovered Eban's Bakehouse. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Eban's Bakehouse has the yummiest cookies, breads, buns, rolls, you name it, all made without any gluten product at all. So those of you who have had problems with gluten, I have over the years. That's why I found this place. And they said, well, why don't you talk about it on your program? I said, okay, lots of things to talk about. The conditions that gluten can either cause or contribute to. Gluten can cause autoimmune disease. Jack will tell you that. Leaky gut syndrome, all of that sort of thing. Iron deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency, all kinds of things. So you may keep that in the back of your mind, or you may just think whenever I eat stuff that has gluten in it, I get upset. And so you don't want to have that experience. You want to, and but yet you're like me. You love cookies. You love good, really rich things like white chocolate cherry oatmeal cookies. I love those.
Ooh.
The cookies, they really are. Remember I brought those, I think, to your house.
Yes, yes yeah. You did. Those were incredible.
Yeah,
so
great
stuff.
Hurry
up back, would you?
And bring some cookies with you.
Bring a couple dozen.
Bring some of those cookies. I'll have them sent to you. How's that? That's even a better deal. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website to go to. Check it out and use the DJV code for a big discount. And if you don't like their cookies, doesn't work for you, get all your money back, 100% money back guarantee for these cookies, the breads, the buns, the rolls. The taste is unbelievable. You got to keep them in the refrigerator, though, in order for them to maintain, you know, there's nothing in them that is a preservative, so you got to keep them cold. Other than that, enjoy, please, with a good dish of ice cream and some of these cookies. That'd be, I'm getting carried away. EbonsBakehouse.com is the website. Eban, E-B-A-N-S. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Good day, House. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen on our weekly get-together. The most recent, we've been plugging away at his most recent podcast, which is Education. The podcast, the summary of things. You can get the best of our complete conversation by listening to the program or get the nuance in podcasts. For example, the podcast that's now at GoodDayHealthShow.com with Jack in it is a discussion of mosquito bites and what it does or doesn't do, what is real and what isn't real. And we talk about lectin, whether or not it's good or bad for you. Dr. Jack explains everything you need to know about proton pump inhibitors in this podcast. Do they do more harm than good? Answer that question. Then there's a conversation about a study of 5,000 children offering proof that children are not exposed enough to dirt and grime so that they don't have the strong immune system and they get allergies and all kinds of other stuff. So great ideas for maintaining your health, having a healthy attitude toward your body. Dr. Jack on the most recent podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. One of the things that's in the news this week is the focus on avoiding Zantac. I happened to have a bottle when I had my digestive problems and heartburn 4 or 5 years ago. I got some of this stuff, and I never used it because I didn't like it. But I kept the bottle, and then when in the news there were a couple of different stories, warnings, if you will, about why not to use this stuff. They have certain warnings. You know how those stupid ads are on television now? You get 15 seconds of the ad devoted to why you should take the product and 45 seconds as to why you shouldn't. And they'd probably have to put this in. I don't even know if Zantac, which is supposed to prevent and relieve heartburn, if they're even advertising. I don't remember seeing anything advertising.
I haven't seen anything in a long time.
But why should people stay away from it? And what do they take in place of it? That's the most important thing. I mean, we can talk about it to a blue in the face because they advertise a lot, but what's better?
That's a great question because this is not taking care of the problem. It's just addressing a symptom of heartburn. What is causing the heartburn? They don't ask that. What is causing the heartburn 9 times out of 10 is you don't have enough stomach acid.
And so the food sits there in your stomach waiting to be broken down by stomach acid, and it ferments unnatural acids.
So how do we create more acid?
Strong digestive enzymes. By the time you hit 35 to 40, you've only got about 15% of the stomach acid you had when you were a teenager. When you hit 55 to 60, you have almost no stomach acid left. And you have got to start taking some acid supplements, like Zypan that we're always talking about from Standard Process,
right.
A very strong digestive enzyme. There's other things that are in there, and I can't count the number of patients that came to me with heartburn problems, and I said, if you will just start taking 2 to 3 of these little pills after you've eaten, wait, you know, a half hour to an hour.
So what about the long life energy enzymes that you have providing that service to your listeners and to
that
people
picks up
to your clinic? What's that do?
That picks up the work after the stomach acid. The long life energy enzymes break down protein structures further after the stomach acid is
so
already
so you wouldn't take
to
it to replace the Zantac. You'd take it in addition to the Zypan that comes from
Exactly.
The process. Yeah.
Precisely. And Zantac isn't a proton pump inhibitor that we talked about last time. It's a little bit, it works differently, but it still stops protein digestion. Mm-hmm. And when you stop protein digestion, it's like taking the mortar out of the bricks of your house. You are not going to like the side effects.
All right, so you can get that stuff through Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well. 28 past the hour, good day health.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official death toll in the collapse of a condominium tower in Florida is now 12 after another body was pulled from the rubble on Tuesday. 149 people still remain unaccounted for. The search and rescue operations have been going around the clock since the tower's collapse early last Thursday morning. And Surfside, Florida Mayor Charles Burkett tells MSNBC that he's not ready to give up.
As far as I'm concerned, we're just at the very beginning, and I'm not really interested in discussing stopping the rescue issue or rescue efforts at all.
And the House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right.
Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Georgia officials have responded to the Department of Justice's lawsuit over the state's recently enacted election reform law by calling it a political ploy. The suit announced last week accused the new law of making it difficult for Georgians of color to vote. But Georgia's Secretary of State says those accusations come from people who didn't read the law. Brad Raffensperger tells CBS News that the policies enacted are already being used in other states.
See absolutely no merit in any of it. If you look at the SB 202 that we passed in the General Assembly, it is very balanced and measured. We're actually going to be moving away from signature match, which was a very subjective measure, and moving towards driver's license number and photo ID for absentee ballot voters. It's the same process that they're currently using up in Minnesota with the Democrat Secretary of State and also Democrat Governor. Good policy.
And President Biden was in Wisconsin Tuesday touting the bipartisan infrastructure deal recently agreed upon by the White House and a bipartisan group of senators. Biden saying the country needs to make its next big investment in infrastructure.
From the Transcontinental Railroad to the creation of the Internet, you can see the truth in that idea about coming together. Because America has always been propelled into the future by landmark national investments. Investments that only the government has the capacity to make. Only the government working together can make.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's make your health great again, shall we?
There's a little play on something people talk about, right?
Make America's health great again.
That'd be nice.
Because America's health is not good. It isn't, let's face it.
People, the obesity rate here is out of control. People eating stuff, the farm is falling apart. Our connection to farm, the food, the family. I'll put in a plug for another program that I do called The American Family Farmer, which is all about creative ideas for America's family farmers to stick around instead of being put out, as that moron Sonny Perdue said, get big or get out. Doesn't help instill confidence in the quality of the food that we need. And that's what Jack is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. It's all about what you put in your body. It's the food, the food, the food.
Well, it is. That's a lot of it. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yesterday I was talking to a family that came in, and they were all distressed that it was either a sister or a brother-in-law that they recently had a child die that was just a few months old, and they're still not sure why the child died. And they were just saying, they said to me, boy, here in America with all we have, and I said, wait a second, slow down. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 40 nations that they consider to be the Western industrialized type of modern nation, 40 of them. And I said to him, where do you think the United States ranks, the United States will rank out of 40 nations for neonatality, or the first year survivability of a newborn child in America. Out of 40 nations, where does the World Health Organization rank the United States? And they're looking at me like, well, we don't know, kind of thing. 38. Mm-hmm. The United States is 38 out of 40
countries.
That's
not to put us down. This is not about America.
No, it's a wake-up call.
It's about waking up. Hello.
Yes.
We have
yes.
the resources that other countries don't have, and we abuse them. Yeah. That's plain and simple, right?
Yep. It's not just the fact that these kids are being fed junk and terrible things. It's the horrible level of malnutrition, the malnutrition of the mother who is trying to breastfeed the child, and the low quality of that, or the fact that these kids are being stuck on formula that is just one of the worst things you can possibly feed a baby, or they're having terrible reactions to vaccines that the Japanese learned. You don't do it until they're at least 2 years old. You don't do it the first year of life. And then other factors that come into play. We rank 38 out of 40 nations. I mean, this is terrible. And it's kind of brushed over. It's kind of like, well, you know, that's just the World Health Organization. What do they know?
Yeah, well, they know a lot. And even if you don't trust the United Nations, there still is news in there that is very helpful, it seems to me. It's all for your consideration. You ultimately make up your own mind, obviously. Duh. And so if you have a lot of information upon which to make your judgments, then perhaps you're better off than is the case if you don't have the, this is one of the great things about America, probably unique in all the world. Many things make us unique, but the availability of information now on anything, you name it, there's information, and health is certainly one of it. Thought it was interesting, Jack, the Drug Enforcement Administration has proposed new regulation quotas for opioids. You know, it's like this is shut the barn door after the cows get out.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
The same kind of stuff. But it goes hand in hand with the opioids. It goes hand in hand with so many other things. And yet there are natural ways of taking care of dealing with people who have pain. What would you, if I came to you off the street and I said, oh, my God, I just had this operation on my hip and the pain is really bothering me. Jack, please tell me what you recommend to alleviate the pain.
There's a mechanical thing that would involve ice on and off throughout the day. But internally, we'd be using chlorophyll complex, which is a very powerful anti-inflammatory and pain reducer. Mm-hmm. We'd be using something called turmeric forte. It's a mixture of
standard processed products. Yeah.
That's right, fenugreek and turmeric that is known to be very powerful in its ability to lower pain levels. We might use something called salagesic. It takes a couple of days to build up in the body. But again, another herb that is, it's what aspirin was based on. They couldn't patent salicylic acid that comes out of the bark.
Catalin? No, what's the other thing that you said? You told me once was like aspirin.
It's salagesic. It's a product called salagesic. And it comes from the bark of the white willow tree. And the American Indian knew this when the settlers came here, that's where it came from. They would boil the bark of this tree and then, you know, filter it off. And the solution that was left behind had salicylic acid in it.
That's where aspirin came from.
Well, that's now what they did is when they found out that compound, they found out that it could synthesize a portion of it, the pain-reducing part of it, inside the laboratory, and that's what Bayer did when Bayer in Germany came out with the aspirin tablet, which was a synthetic form of what nature produced for pain reduction. The problem is with an aspirin, you're getting an imbalance of what Mother Nature made in that bark to a very strong concentrated portion of that chemical complex. And anytime you give the body something that's out of balance, even though it's going for what we'd consider a good cause, pain reduction, you're going to throw other things into an imbalanced state. And, of course, because it's very acidic, it burns the stomach wall. It leads to gastric distress, gastric hemorrhaging. And long-term usage of aspirin is extremely dangerous as far as the body's concerned.
Yeah. Right. Good for you. Well, as a GAPS practitioner, you would say that it really causes problems in the gut, does it not? Although I was told once when I got one of my, I've had a couple of colonoscopies to check. Now, your health, you're supposed to get them done, what, every 5 or 10 years? Have you gotten one to get to be?
Well, it depends on how good it is, the last test. They may say, well, you don't need one for 10 or you don't need one for 5.
Well, my doctor said that mine was pink, very pink. And he said, that's good and healthy. Do you take a lot of aspirin? At that time, I was having a baby aspirin 3 or 4 times a week. And I think you got me off of that, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, there's too much research now. The latest research says, no, that's not only unnecessary.
So how then do you keep your colon healthy and
great
clean?
Great question. Ha! Lactic acid yeast. Uh-huh. It is a standard process product, you bet, and something called Zymex. Zymex wafers is a particular kind of something called mycelium yeast.
They taste awful, Jack.
I think they're actually kind of sweet.
What they do
is they acidify. Well,
you're the guy who has a raw egg. Thanks to your wife and all kinds of other garbage in that daily.
If the camera was on me right now, you'd see me drinking Mary's milkshake right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has 2 raw eggs in it and a whole bunch of other stuff that is very nutrition-packed. I won't even be hungry till 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, back to the colon. When people start using, people who've had colon problems in the past, when they start using a combination of the lactic acid yeast, which is a form of yeast that converts every carbohydrate into lactic acid before the stuff leaves the body, and it allows the colon to be acidic. The colon needs to be acidic for the same reason the vagina needs to be acidic, because it's an opening to the outside world, and bacteria cannot live in an acid environment. And studies that came out of South Africa not all that long ago showed that when they were studying a rise of colon cancer among people who were the underground gold miners for the gold mines in South Africa, they found out a striking correlation between alkaline guts and the rise of colon cancer. And it was a study that should have been on the front page of every newspaper in our country. Just brushed over like, well, that's those people there in South Africa. You know, they're not us. Yeah, they are us. They're human beings. And so what we have found out in the study and research that Mary and I have done, the more acidic the walls of the colon are, the more acidic the vagina is, the stronger the body's ability is to resist infection, especially when a woman gets a candida overgrowth in the vagina. It's because it became alkaline that promoted the growth of that bacteria. The same thing can happen in the gut. And when you get an unnatural formation of the wrong kind of flora that you and I are talking about all the time, in the colon, it's a sitting duck for mutations of the cell wall to start take place, leading to colon cancer.
All right, so you're going to love this one. I just found the announcement of a 3D printed device that can now detect cancer in your blood. The research has outlined, did you see that?
I heard about it.
A personalized cancer treatment, because they've developed this device that weeds out the blood cells to find the cancer cells, especially in the blood. The researchers tested the approach by adding cancer cells to the blood of healthy people. Not into their bodies, good God. But they take blood from somebody that's healthy, and they put these cancer cells in it, and then they've used this device, this 3D printed device, which is mind-boggling in and of itself, to get an accurate insight into the cancer and provide treatments that go hand in hand with what your blood needs. I think that is a fabulous advantage.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when they can organize and get lab studies and technology studies when it's related to human physiology, moving in directions like this, I can begin to believe that, you know, Bones there with the original Star Trek crew, and he'd have a couple of pieces of instruments,
and he would
know in seconds what was wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think we're all that far away from that kind of a thing today.
No, I don't either. Calitrin is America's number one choice, healthy choice for weight loss. Why would that be? Because the number one ingredient is collagen. Collagen.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Matter of fact, you get a fabulous buy. Use the DJV code and you get three bottles at the regular price and three bottles that don't cost you anything. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll not only lose the weight, but you will keep it off. That's the guarantee from Calitrin. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, and get a six-month supply for the price of three. Calitrin.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
Sentenced. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The great judge sentenced the people to life imprisonment. The prison, however, was not what you might think. You see, this prison had no walls or barriers of any kind. It was only that people were to be locked in a prison of mental rigidity. Whatever they believed no matter what evidence was shown to them. Eventually, the people didn't even believe they were in prison because they very much believed that whatever they thought was, in fact, absolute truth. One among them became free, however, and attempted to free the rest, but none would listen, none would follow, because they all accepted their sentence of believing that whatever they knew had to be absolute truth, and so they remained imprisoned for life. For ways to set yourself free, visit youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
You're just talking about yeast infections. It brought me around to a question that I had seen from a listener named Erica Schwartz, who wanted to know whether a male menopause was killing her husband's sex drive. We all know what effect menopause has on a woman,
yeah,
and her sex drive, right? Pretty much universal.
Yes.
So if is there such a thing? I didn't know that. Even,
yeah, there is. It's called andropause. Andropause, yeah. Because there is a change.
At what age?
It starts about the same time as a woman, you know, late 40s, early 50s.
So you and I have been through
it
if we had it, or I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
You can have a real difficult time with it, or you can have an easy time with it, depending on the strength and resilience of your own endocrine system. Which, interesting that you bring this up. It's one of the reasons why we created Ageless Thyroid, mm-hmm, to make sure that the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenal, which is where our lives are centered, because those are the hormone-producing organs of the body that give us the ability of human expression.
All
and
right.
When those things are weak, you're going to have a hard time, especially this lady's husband.
All right. So long life energy enzymes, another thing that has been very helpful to a lot of people, and Ageless Thyroid, both of them you can procure, get the story behind the story, read all about it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll find them both very helpful. I take them both every single day. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Don't forget our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Focused on your good health. Why not? It's a good, that's an aspiration to have. Good day, health. And Dr. Jack Stockwell here to continue the tradition of focusing on sometimes one story, two stories. And so here's, as we dig around, there's always something new from the research department. So the fact that we can go out this time of year, especially, Jack,
yeah,
and be in nature and go to the woods and go to the parks and go to the beach. We were just talking about that. So what do you have that is related to how we enjoy ourselves in the summertime?
Well, there's a report out of the University of Exeter, which is in the southwest area of England, and it was published in Scientific Reports, funded by the National Health Research. It's like the NIH of England.
Yeah, right.
And they said that they found that, and they studied 20,000 people, and they found that people who would spend at least 2 hours in nature a week were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being than those who didn't visit nature at all during the average week.
Or weren't exposed to it at all.
Yeah, and the 120 minutes was critical because they didn't find any benefits for people who went to the natural town parks, woodlands, county parks, beaches for less than 2 hours. And it didn't have to be 2 hours at a time. If it was just 2 hours over a 7-day period where they were just out there, and I don't know if they're listening to the birds or watching the grass grow or just smelling the oxygen from the trees or whatever it was, if it was at least 2 hours a week, they had a significant... Now, significant is a big word when it comes to research.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like they were more likely to report. No, they were significantly more likely to report good health and higher psychological well-being. And I think, as you pointed out there to begin with, this is the time of the year to really take advantage of that. Now, it doesn't have to be summertime. It just has to be out in nature.
Well, a lot of people love winter activity.
Yeah.
Whether it's skiing. I don't even want to wash my mouth out with soap, but 6 months from now we'll be skiing, or you'll be ice skating, or you'll be whatever the things are. Maybe you go hunting or whatever that whatever you do in the.
Well, that's one of the things I really love about the Intermountain West, especially Utah. Mm-hmm. The winter sports and the winter enjoyment and the hiking and the camping, even in wintertime with these mountains.
Nah. All you have to do is go out your back porch after a snowstorm and you can slide down the mountain.
Well, that's right. That's right. And we had more snow this last winter. Maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood. We had more snow this last winter than several winters put together. But this is, you know, this is a great idea.
Who's my friend who's now every chance he gets taken off to San Diego? Who's that guy?
Yeah, well, it's summertime. It's summertime. The beach.
The living is easy.
There's not a whole lot of beach here. The beach here is the Great Salt Lake, and, you see it once is enough for 1,000 years.
You get really itchy. You go. It's like going to the Dead Sea. It's the same thing.
Well, it
in
is.
Israel. It's the same.
High salt.
It's
well, this area out here is the bottom of the bathtub. So for, you know, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Nevada, everything kind of moves in this direction because we're the low spot till you get past the Sierra Nevadas into California.
Yes, in many ways, more ways than one. Perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Green space, though, seriously, not to. This is a very important. Being in nature, understanding how nature works on your physicality, the photosynthetic process, getting bad gases out of the air, having the ability to breathe that pure oxygen, which you can appreciate. People say, oh, the air is better here. Literally, it is better there. It really is. You're not being facetious. It is better there.
Yeah.
So, good report. Thank you. Here's a report for people who have. My niece just found out the other day she had metastatic breast cancer. She's 40, same age as Megan, so like 44. If you're told you got cancer, what do you do? What do you think? What are your friends and family doing for you? You have alternative choices. Jack and I are always talking about alternatives to mainstream medicine. But the best way to find out what to do is to inform yourself. There's a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. 714X, you'll read all about it. Website, go to 714xbook.com and make an informed decision when it comes to cancer and you want to beat it. This is a book you need to read. That's it. Just read it. Figure out for yourself. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. Use the code DJV for some bonus material and a generous discount on the book. 714xbook.com is the website. The book is Do No Harm. Use the DJV code and get a good deal. Learn. Education, very important for people who are facing health challenges. 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.